ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. The standing between the living and the dead memorial, the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional, a service family as well. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 162, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of Holy Scripture allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Leviticus chapter 24. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, for and Lord, I pray that your will would be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that, Lord, you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for allowing things to be as well as they are. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your will being done. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the privilege and the power and the peace that comes through prayer. Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us all. And Holy Father God, those of us who name the name of Christ, who say that we are believers in Christ, for we're the only ones who have the hope of forgiveness of our sins, if we're truly born again. Help us, Lord, to confess our sins, our faults and our failures unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the truth is, Lord, I never thought I would have to pray this when I was a young Christian. But I have found myself having to pray this, and that is, Lord, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft, and bad attitudes, and bad spirits. Out of the hearts and minds and lives of even those who claim to be Christians. And Lord, I do pray that you will cast out these demon spirits of sabotage and betrayal, hindrance and distraction out of the hearts and minds and lives of people. sad to say, even in the church. And even in families. And Lord, I do pray that you'll give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Place upon us the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Holy Father God, please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Pardon me. Lord, from every Bible-believing, Christ-honoring family, ministry, and church. And Lord, I do pray that you would give us all sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, even on this Friday, upcoming Saturday, upcoming Sunday, according, Lord, to your will, have it all to come to pass. And Lord God in heaven, I pray that you deliver us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would take us by our feeble and weak hands throughout this day and truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path and in the way that you want us to go. Order our steps and direct our ways, pave the way for us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help us all to humble ourselves as we pray, Lord, that you would deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to indeed love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right in your sight. help every saint, help every person to realize you're watching our every move, our every thought, our every word, and our every deed and attitude. And Holy Father God, we pray, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Now, Lord, help each and every one of us who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. Lord Jesus, and Holy Father God, I pray that you would crucify our flesh and the old man within us and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to do your will and not ours. And Lord, we pray that you would save those who are lost in our families, in this country, and around the globe. Revive those who are saved in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray that you will heal those who are sick in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the revival of those, Lord, who are saved in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray that you would comfort those who are grieving and mourning because of the death of loved ones. And Lord, I pray that you would heal us. Heal those, Lord, who are hurting and who are grieving because of the death of loved ones from the coronavirus plague. As you have put in my heart since last year, Lord, is now being revealed as a fact. Over 1 million people have died in America from the coronavirus plague, and over 7 million have died worldwide. And Lord, we pray that people would believe the truth and not believe lies, and help people to understand this is a severe judgment against your church and the world because we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. We're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And you cannot help but judge America, the greatest country that you have ever created outside of Israel, your holy nation. And you've been very good to us, but we have not been good to you of late. And we deserve all of the punishment that we're getting, Lord, starting with the church in America and worldwide. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll help us to repent and turn from our wicked ways and to do your will and help us to learn our lesson. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the news today, I never even heard of a plague reaching all the way up to Mount Everest and causing it to evacuate. But Lord, this is a very thorough plague. As you led me to pray, be thorough with us. And you are being thorough with us, and you have been thorough with us, and I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you have done and for what you're doing. And I pray that you'll help us to learn our lessons from you. Help us all to understand you chastise and you rebuke those you love. And Holy Father God, I do pray, let your will continue to be done. I pray also, Lord, today, that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress, problems going on, and help everybody to move forward in spite of what's going on as best they can. We also pray, Lord, for millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis and utility crisis every day in this country and around the globe. And Lord, we pray also that you would lift our burdens, cares, worries, and anxieties. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Lord, white and blacks and red and yellows are fighting one another. But Lord, here's what you have shown me. You, Lord Jesus, you, Holy Father God, you've been good to all of us. And you have never failed any of us. So Lord, help us all to turn to you. And believe in you, have faith in you, and trust in you. And thank you for what you've done for us in spite of ourselves while we are down here acting like fools, fighting one another, when you've been so good to each and every one of us. And you've never failed any of us. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you would deliver us today from tribulations if we do right by you. Deliver us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, help us all to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful as we are approaching the great day of worship on Sunday. But the devil hates Friday because you died for our sins on Friday as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. So he's going to fight us harder today as well. He's already started. Sad to say. And Saturday is the Sabbath, and the devil has always hated the Sabbath, and he works going contrary to your will. He works on the Sabbath double time. And then Sunday morning, he's still angry about Jesus Christ rising from the dead. And so he fights that day as well, and he fights all people who strive to worship you on that day in any way. So help all of us to be prayerful, who are saved, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles and problems and fears. From our hearts, our minds, our souls, and spirits, we cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would bless and protect our family, collectively and individually. Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. Protect us, Lord, our family and all of the families and ministries and churches. Lord, protect us all from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. And Lord, place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. And Lord, cover us and cleanse us from the inside out through your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and make us whiter than snow, or fresh and anew on the inside. And Lord, prepare us to be used by you as you see fit. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and thank you for your holy word. And I pray that you'll grant me your energy, your strength, your grace, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, to apply it to my life, and to apply it to help us all to apply it to our lives and to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to preach your holy gospel from your holy word so that others would even come to know your Savior today. For the greatest day in my life was when I believed on you, when I, even though I was going in the opposite direction, You heard and answered my childhood prayers. Lord, show me the light. December the 19th, 1979, when I believed in you, Lord Jesus Christ, in a very real sense. And you have changed and transformed my life and given me the greatest life a person could possibly have by your grace. And I want this, Lord, for millions more. Because once a person truly gets born again and saved, the impact other people around them, the impact their family, friends and enemies and neighbors for the kingdom, so that their lives can be what they should be. For the truth is, our lives will never be what they should be without you, Lord Jesus, and without you, Holy Father God. So we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor, and lifting up your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Leviticus chapter 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2/10 deals shall be in one cake. And thou shalt set them in two rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him, of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it. And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. Ye shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God. And Moses spake to the children of Israel, that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for showing us and reminding us that you do not play when it comes down to sin, blaspheming your name, cursing your name, or any sin. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And because indeed you are holy, and you have told us that since you're holy, we ought to be holy as well. So, Holy Father God, grant us your grace, your strength, your help, and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that which is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service family worldwide. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 453. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, chose for our devotional scripture reading today, Psalm 92:4, which reads, For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Do you believe that your sins are forgiven and that Christ has made a full atonement for them? Then what a joyful Christian you ought to be. How you should live above the common trials and troubles of the world. Since sin is forgiven, Can it matter what happens to you now? Luther said, smite, Lord, smite, for my sin is forgiven. If thou hast but forgiven me, smite as hard as thou wilt. And in a similar spirit, you may say sin, sickness, poverty, losses, crosses, persecution, what thou wilt, thou hast forgiven me. And my soul is glad. Christian, if thou art thus saved, whilst thou art glad, be grateful and loving. Cling to that cross which took thy sin away. Serve thou him who served thee. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let not your zeal evaporate in some little ebullition of song. Show your love in expressive tokens. Love the brethren of him who loved you. If there be a Mephibosheth anywhere who is lame or halt, help him for Jonathan's sake. If there be a poor, tried believer, weep with him and bear his cross for the sake of him who wept for thee and carried thy sins. Since thou art thus forgiven freely for Christ's sake, go and tell to others the joyful news of pardoning mercy. Be not contented with this unspeakable blessing for thyself alone, but publish abroad the story of the cross. Holy gladness and holy boldness will make you a good preacher, and all the world will be a pulpit for you to preach in. Cheerful holiness is the most forcible of sermons, but the Lord must give it you. May I repeat that, my dear friends? Cheerful holiness is the most forcible of sermons, but the Lord must give it you. Seek it this morning before you go into the world. When it is the Lord's work in which we rejoice, we need not be afraid of being too glad. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you for this great reminder from your holy word. And Lord, as Spurgeon pointed out, Lord, give us that winsome, cheerful, joyful witness for you. For that cannot be faked. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we pray that those who don't have it would get it from you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Today, ladies and gentlemen, as God has spoken to the wives, and God has spoken to the husbands, now God speaks to the children. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, which says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, period. And let me say something that I have been emphasizing with people and teaching you people, you dear people, for a little over 2 years or so. At a certain point in your Christian life, you just have to do what God has commanded you to do, whether you feel like it or not, or whether you feel you have a certain wind of inspiration behind you. You're not going to always have that. Always remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. And that is all. That includes having faith in God's word. That doing God's word will cause things to work out the way they should, and better for you, for the person who obeys. God blesses obedience. God has never blessed disobedience. God is not blessing disobedience now, and God will never bless disobedience. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and if he is the Son of God, and he is God, died for disobedience. So why would he bless it? He will not do so, and he will not show favor to people who do so. Where people in the church got that from today, here's what I know. They got it from the devil in hell. But anyway, after you have grown a while and you have, by the grace of God, been established and settled a while in Christ, even as a teenager, if for example, you got saved at 7, by the time you turn 17, you're 10 years old in the Lord, and you ought to be acting like that. If you're 19, you're 12 years old in the Lord, and on and on. And so even if you're in your early 20s, if you got saved at the age of 7 and you're 27, you're 20 years old in the Lord, and that ought to be reflected in your behavior. And what ought to be happening as a Christian by that time, by the grace of God, and of course everybody is different, God knoweth. But you get to the point where you have been chastised by God and buffeted and rebuked and loved on. You get to the point where you love God so much and you fear God so much that you learn how to just do what you're told to do by God. That's real talk. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Sometimes you just got to do what Nike told you to do, and that is just do it. That goes for wives, that goes for husbands, that goes for mothers, that goes for fathers. It goes for the children, everybody in the family. That Nike motto is a good motto. When it comes down to obedience to God, obeying God, just do it, and you'll receive the blessings. It's not about how you feel or some great wind of inspiration. You feel like being holy today or whatever you got in your mind. It has nothing to do with it. You walk by faith and not by sight. You walk by faith and not by anything else. Just obey the word of God, and God will bless you. I am a living witness. I'm not telling you this theoretically. I'm telling you this from practicing this by the grace of God. I'm not telling what I think. I'm telling what I know to be a fact. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, standing between the living and the dead, memorial, devotional, family, let's pray over some prayer requests together. Let's pray for others. Lord, we pray for Perry Grinner. Please bless her family with good health and prosperity. We pray for Octave. Lord, please deliver him from spiritual blockage in his life and from the evil pacts made by his family members. We pray for Kristen. Please heal her hip. Bless her with a better job and money to support her children. We pray, Lord, for all people who have gotten saved through the ministry. We pray for Edwin, Siba, Kepha, and Evans, and Marius. Help them to all grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. And Lord, we pray for those who recommitted their lives to you. We pray, Lord, for Ronald, Oswaldo, Hatu, Christian, and Bishop W.C. Martin. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for people who have been impacted by the coronavirus plague and they have lost loved ones in their family. We pray, Lord, that you would draw them to yourself for salvation and encouragement and comfort as only you can. This is far bigger than what we can do and what we can handle. So we turn it over to you and we turn these souls over to you. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Indian priest Thomas Akara. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Joseph Sher Russerill. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Theodore Tapo. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Anthony Knoth. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Sanjay Francis. We commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. The word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ. Should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart, only you can do that, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present, and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on: I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.